Barbaro has won the Kentucky Derby. The 4-1 favorite crossed the finish line, leaving Bluegrass Cat a distant second. Steppenwolfer finished third. All 20 horses had to get past this woman before reaching the starting gate.
I am the horse identifier at Churchill Downs and other Kentucky racetracks as well.
That's Barbara Borden. It's her job to make sure that the horses that show up for the race are the horses that are actually entered.
Well, a lot of horses look alike. Many of them I can recognize them by their looks or their markings. However, every horse is tattooed under their upper lip with a letter and a five-digit number. And they also have what we call a foal certificate. It's similar to, looks like a birth certificate, describes the horse in detail, the color, the sex of the horse, the age, the parentage, and also all the white markings, very detailed, even down to where the cowlicks in their hair are located.
Horses have cowlicks?
Mm-hmm. Just like people have them. They always have at least one on their face, and they all have at least one on either side of their neck under their mane.
Now, has anyone actually tried to sneak a different horse past you?
Yes, that has happened. And I would say most of the time that the wrong horse appears in the paddock, it's an honest mistake. It's a situation where a trainer may have two or three horses in on the same day, and the groom brings the wrong horse to the wrong race. That's normally what happens.
Tell me what happened in one of those cases.
Well, the horse is scratched. Hopefully the discrepancy is caught, and the stewards at the track are notified, and they scratch the horse, and then there's an investigation as to, sometimes it's very obvious that it was just a mistake. And if it's not that obvious, then there's an investigation into what happened and why that horse came over.
Somebody's trying to get in a faster horse, perhaps?
That would be their point, I guess, to bring a horse that maybe they'd have a horse that had been running slower and have a similar-looking one and bring them over, a better horse to run in the place of that one.
The horse
would have higher odds.
Is this something, though, that is really unthinkable with a race like the Kentucky Derby that is so high profile?
Oh, yeah. Well, for one thing, you know, I don't know that anybody would have a better horse than a horse that they might have for the Kentucky Derby. So, this is everybody's best horse that they're bringing over. And, you know, the other thing about them, these horses have been photographed. They've been on television in other prep races. You know, they've been seen by everybody. It would be so hard to bring a different horse, and I wouldn't see the point to it.
But you're still checking.
Absolutely. They pay me to look, and I'm going to look, every single one of them.
Barbara Borden is the horse identifier at Churchill Downs. Thank you very much, Ms. Borden.
Thank you.
This is NPR.